we say fight back. They say cut back, we say fight back. We say fight back. We say fight back.
My name's Connie Moyne. We all here for as a city, do not cut a budget. We all senior, we depend on the SSI, and some depend on the Social Security. So if they cut budget, it's not too comfortable for the SSI people and welfare people.
希望政府冇咁啦，福利啦，系咁啦。
She said, pretty soon, not enough to eat.
My name is Lindsay Parkinson. I'm a shelter client advocate. And right now, the shelters are facing severe cuts. So they're going to be closed during the daytime. People aren't going to have access. They're closing self-help centers in the Tenderloin, two of them, Tenderloin Health and Central City's Hospitality House Self-Help. The only detox center in the city is going to be closing. Mission Neighborhood Resource Center, Ladies Night, the only support group for homeless women, is going to be getting closed, shut down.
My name is Barbara Lopez. I work for La Voz Latina, which works with Latino families in the Tenderloin, under the Tenderloin Housing Clinic. I could speak about the Tenderloin, which is, you know, the highest concentration of poverty. Also has the highest concentration of children in the whole city of San Francisco. Largest population are immigrant Latino and Arab and Vietnamese youth. And we're seeing the closure of potentially all the child care centers in our neighborhood, all the drop-in centers for seniors disabled, and a lot of the closures for drug abuse programs. And for instance, Tenderloin Health, which supports HIV, folks with HIV, we're seeing the potential full closure of that program. Hyde Street Clinic, which is another sister clinic, we're seeing the closure of services for mentally ill and individuals who need mental health support.
We're here to save our services. We're from the Riley Center of St. Vincent de Paul. We do domestic violence counseling for women. Counseling, case management, shelter, transitional housing. We also have advocates at CalWORK. If the budget cuts, then our agency would go under.
We are the people.
My name is Lee Mansio. I'm from Chinatown Community Development Center. Today I'm with Community Tenant Association, our youth leader, and also SRO United to protest against the budget cut because it take away $750,000 from our program, and it will have a negative impact on our SRO families and also the programs.
My name is Ingrid, and I'm here so they could stop budget cuts, the one that they're doing to the youth programs.
My name is Emily Lee from Chinese Progressive Association, and we are here with our members to protest the San Francisco budget cuts. There's already been a lot of cuts in terms of like health care cuts. Also, there's been a lot of different housing subsidy cuts. A lot of folks in our communities are living in single room occupancies, and where whole families are crowded into one room, and we really need those housing subsidies so that people can afford to move into better spaces.
Save our detox! Save our detox! Save our detox! Save our detox!
Some people would say, well, but because of the state budget cuts and the federal budget cuts, the city doesn't really have any choice. So what do you say to that?
I think, you know, like our SRO families are the most vulnerable part of the society. And I think if the mayor considered a budget cut, I think he should consider somewhere else.
The mayor put like just 25% across the board, which is totally unfair because you got to take into account the size of the program, where their funding comes from. They're not cutting from the police budget or the fire department. In fact, they're increasing the budget. And so we're saying that, you know, like the chauffeurs for the fire department that like drive around in limousines, we don't need that. Or maybe the PR budget for the mayor because he's running for governor. Maybe we could cut some there.
Hi, my name is Jazzy Collins. I work for the Southland Market Community Action Network. It's ironic that we got this nation has $750 billion to bail out corporations, but we don't have $5.3 million to spend on education. What is that saying? That we're building juvenile detention centers to house our youth, but not educating them.
Our biggest concern is that, having read a lot of the 430-page document, we believe the mayor made a lot of clear falsehoods in regards to, you know, claiming that he was sharing that sort of effect of the cuts. But in reality, if you really read through the numbers in the document, it's very clear that he actually increased the number of staffing to his press office, switched around a couple different positions in his office to other departments. But you're seeing a very clear political decision to have more managers and continue to hire high-paid managers. We're talking $150,000 and above in salaries, as opposed to preserving your frontline staff. The folks that do HIV work, the folks that do mental health, public health, after-school services. The first big step that we need to see happen, and we're excited that we have six supervisors on our side, is to convince two additional supervisors to really look at the fire and police budgets. Those departments don't have any cuts at all.
We will win. It's going to be a fight. We look at the history of this nation. There have always been a fight from the early days, and there will continue to be a fight.
No,